Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, there's a song that I know that says, "The waiting is the hardest part." When it comes to waiting for the birth of your child, that seems to be very true, at least from the father's perspective. All our mothers out there might have a little bit of a different perspective. Something about the childbirth itself might be the hard part. But as we dove into Luke chapter 1 last week, we learned of the expectant births of two very special people announced by the angel of the Lord, Gabriel. We first learned of a boy to be born to the elderly priest Zechariah and his also elderly wife, Elizabeth. Elizabeth had been barren her whole life, and so this was news to them, to be sure, news that was really kind of hard to believe. In fact, Zechariah questioned how he could trust this message, and he was made mute until the birth of his son, who was to be named John. Then we had the announcement of the birth of Jesus to a young virgin named Mary. And I'm going to guess that we probably are a little bit more familiar with that story. But she too questioned how this could be, as she was still a virgin and was only betrothed to be married. But Mary and Elizabeth would later come together in the chapter, with baby John leaping in his mother's womb upon the arrival of Mary. Elizabeth, being filled with the Holy Spirit, would honor Mary in her faith for believing in this message from the angel to bring about the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. And then Mary would go on to give praise to God, and she would stay with Elizabeth for 3 months before she would return home. And then the very next thing we read is where we left off last time, ready for verse 57, where we see that John makes his arrival into the world. Luke chapter 1, verse 57. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." So, baby John finally makes his arrival. We didn't even have to wait a whole chapter, although it's a very long chapter by biblical standards. But nonetheless, John arrives as Gabriel said he would back in verse 13. And as we learned, this had been a prayer of Zechariah to have a child. And so clearly his prayer is answered and then some. But we also see the commitment that Zechariah and Elizabeth had in having John circumcised on the eighth day. And perhaps that's not surprising considering Zechariah was a priest, but it's a detail that the Spirit wanted us to know. Furthermore, Elizabeth and Zechariah adhered to Gabriel's instruction to name him John, much to the surprise of his neighbors and relatives. I have a note from one commentator that says, "In ancient Israel, fathers held the final naming rights, so apparently Zechariah would have the final word as to what his name would be." And based on the context here, it seems as though tradition would have it that they would have expected his name to be Zechariah after the father, Zechariah. So Zechariah holds his ground. He doesn't cave to the peer pressure. He sticks to the name that Gabriel said was to be the name of John. And so as Gabriel said would happen back in verse 20, Zechariah's mouth was unmuted. And what was the very first thing that we read of him doing? He gives praise to God. And while we all think there's something special about our own children, and for good reason, they're all special in their own way, but those around this new family of three could tell there was something undeniably special going on. And the word traveled, and it's confirmed by Luke that there was something special, as we read in verse 66, "For the hand of the Lord was with him." The hand of the Lord was with John. John would be the one to prepare the way for Jesus. And as we'll look at, Lord willing, tomorrow, concluding chapter 1, picking up in verse 67, Zechariah is going to have a lot more to say with this now unmuted mouth being filled with the Holy Spirit, and he would prophesy about his very own son. Hope you can come back tomorrow and join me for more Bible study from Luke chapter 1, again picking up in verse 67. Thanks for listening. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.